With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, January 27th, and we are here answering your financial questions. The good news is that many more of you are willing, able, and brave enough to appear with us on the program. And I love that because as you hear when I have conversations with you, it just gets to a different level. I'm able to go deeper. I can hear certain things in your voices that doesn't necessarily translate when you write a question. Doesn't mean I won't answer your question when you write us, but if you really feel like you want to get something out of this, then make it an experiential moment in your life with Jill and Mark. And you get to hear Mark's voice, which is added bonus. If you have a financial question, ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com, or if you are on our website, jillonmoney.com, we've got a contact button. Just say, here's my question, and I'd love to come on the show with you. That is what Ryan did. Ryan, where are you on the line from?
The Seattle area.
Tell us what is going on. How can I help you out?
Well, first, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Love listening to you. My wife and I are both partially retired, and we just sold our home, and we are thinking of buying our next home, which is going to be a downsized version. Hmm. So I am 60. My wife is 54, and we have two kids in college and one kid that's out of college. And we're just deciding whether or not we want to take on a mortgage or not, because the homes here, as you probably know, are pretty pricey. And to get a decent home in a decent neighborhood, you know, I don't think I want to pay all cash this time and totally eliminate my liquidity.
So let's do a little bit of sort of the big picture stuff. So you're retired. I presume that means you've saved a chunk of money. So you want to give me just a quick rundown on asset level?
Sure. And I should say we do both work part time. So we do bring in about $60,000 a year.
Okay. Got it. Tell me what else is going on.
All right. So we have 529s that are fully funded with about 120 in them, Roths with 38,000, a small HSA with 8,000. I have an old 401k with 475,000. I have an IRA with about $1 million. I've got a pension that's going to be coming at age 65. That'll pay about $3,600 a month.
Mm, that's nice.
Yep. And then my wife will have a pension with her new role, her new job that she just started with the state. But I just don't have a good feel yet of what that's going to look like. But I would think it's going to be a couple hundred a month down the road. And then we're sitting on about $600,000 worth of cash.
Say that way. How much cash was that for that you have?
$690.
And that is from the house, and or is that in addition to your emergency reserve fund, or is that all wrapped up in one big cash account?
One big cash account.
How much is really your emergency reserve fund? In other words, how much money are you guys spending?
Well, we burn through about $5,000 to $5,500 per month.
So right now, the $60,000 a year that you're making part-time doesn't cover your expenses. Are you using some of the money from the cash to float you to your lifestyle?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Not a ton though, right?
No.
Okay. So we got to keep 100 of the 690 liquid at least, right?
I think so.
Okay. What kind of house do we have to buy? How much do I have to spend?
You're looking somewhere in the 6.25 to 7.25 range.
All right, let's say $700,000. So what are you thinking about what you want to put down? What's your, if you could wave a magic wand, what would it be?
$500,000.
You want to put down $500,000?
Yeah.
Why? Look at me, I'm whining. Could I maybe say, what about 350? 350 seems like a good number to put down and find. Money's cheap right now.
I know, but I just don't like debt.
I understand that. I think of life as one big mathematical equation sometimes. Are you in the technology sector just because you're in Seattle? I was wondering.
No, but I do work with a lot of tech people.
It's just sort of like the idea here is that, you know, even if you really hate debt, let's just say you got a 15-year mortgage, okay? The cost of that money is so cheap right now, and the availability of what you could do with that cash, even just to have the liquidity of the cash, is so much greater. So on one hand, I think you'll make more money with your money than, let's call it 3% for a 15-year mortgage. It's probably less than that. And I like you having liquidity. I like you having money. You still have a couple kids in college. I get it that, you know, it's fully funded, but truly you're young. And I think that having control over your assets, not having paid off homes, actually gives you more control in the long run. I really do. And like you said, you're going to have a good, let's just pretend that your wife gets $400 a month. So let's just say your pensions end up being $4,000 a month, and then you're going to get Social Security on top of that. I presume you're going to be waiting till 70. You know, a lot of your needs are covered. All you'll be able to do with that cash is to have flexibility. I know that when people go out and look for houses, all of a sudden it's not 700, it'll be 800. You know how that happens. I mean, you can always pay it down. You really can. But if all of a sudden you're like, you know what, I don't really want to work part-time anymore. She's going to work part-time. And I need some of this cash to live on before age 70. You know, I just think that having the cash in your grasp is really important, even if you just throw it into a very boring, balanced account, right? I don't know. I feel very much that, you know, you're young and having money available to you, you can make a different decision. Let's say you're 70 years old and you've got tons and tons of money and life has been fantastic to you. So pay it down. You can pay it down then, but you'll have a lot more information, you know, after the kids are out of college, and you'll have more information about like what the path forward is for you guys. If you put $500,000 down and you have a smaller mortgage, it sort of feels good emotionally. But on the other hand, you don't have the money. When you're 70, my guess is interest rates will be higher and you won't have the opportunity. So why not take the opportunity now to give yourself what in the investment world we call a free look? You can look, you can see. Okay, good. I'm in great shape. Boom, done. That to me is actually a more conservative approach. It doesn't seem like it, right? You say to yourself, oh my God, to be conservative, I have no debt. To be conservative is you have more cash or access to money or liquidity, and that gives me many more options. God forbid something bad happens. You have the cash. You have the money. How do you feel about this?
Brand new, wasn't expecting it, so I appreciate it. Gives me something to think about. So what about the kind of almost $1.5 million in the retirement accounts in addition to the pension? I mean, how are you thinking about that?
I'm thinking about it that it's awesome. You have it. It's great. It's taxable. I mean, look, I think you're in great shape for retirement. I think you know that. It's just that a lot of your money is in retirement accounts, right? So, you know, when you think about all the money you have, you don't have that much liquidity. Basically, you have the small Roth, but you don't have money that's already been taxed. And I think you're going to need that money between age 60 and 70. That's what I think. Think about it. If you want more handholding, you can get numbers and all that. But just remember, flexibility, that's about the most conservative approach you can take. It feels weird, but I want you to at least consider it, okay?
Yes, I will.
So thank you so much for giving us a shout. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jill.
All right. If you, like Ryan, have a question. Oh, this is a fun question for me. Mark knew it. Mark really set me up on this one because he was like, oh, you're going to like this one. Give us a holler. The email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. And you can always go to our website, jillonmoney.com. While you're there, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Now, our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Tellercio is our executive producer. We are distributed by Cadence 13, and we are very grateful for all of you who listen and support the show. Please wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Do something nice for someone today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.